بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت ثم إلينا ترجعون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت، والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله. وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Iman manifested in the pure teachings of the Deen of Islam. And that and only that is the sole means of a successful life in this world, which is a life of inner peace and contentment in one's relationship with Allah Ta'ala. That alone is the sole means of success in the intermediary stage of the Alamul Barzakh, life of the Qabr. And that alone, adherence to the teachings of Iman and Islam, guarantees everlasting, never-ending, eternal success in the hereafter. So alhamdulillah that Allah has granted us His gifts purely from the treasures of His mercy. This great month that we are experiencing, the month of Sha'ban, literal meaning that which has many branches or many pathways, so a month in which we try and do an abundance of good. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has noticed by the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, of all months would fast the optional fast in the month of Sha'ban more than at any time. So much so that sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast the entire month, would sometimes leave it to show its non-compulsion. And sometimes it would seem as if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had fasted 2 months consecutively, Sha'ban and thereafter Ramadan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked on numerous occasions regarding his profound love for fasting in this month of Sha'ban. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave varying reasons. One is لِتَعْظِيمِ شَعْبَان, to show the greatness of this month. يَغْفُلُ النَّاسُ عَن, that many a people are completely negligent about its greatness because it is wedged, it comes between two great months, Rajab preceding it and Ramadan succeeding it. So to show its importance, notwithstanding the fact that it comes between two great months. A further reason given by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam: شَهْرٌ تُرْفَعُ فِيهِ الْأَعْمَالِ, it is this month in which good deeds on a yearly basis are elevated. So call it an annual presentation of our entire year's deeds in the court of Allah, whereas Allah knows everything that happens at every split second at any given time and place. But to inspire us to increase in goodness, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when my actions are being presented on an annual basis, I wish at that time to be in a state of fasting. In other words, to be in a state as much as possible the mercy of Allah, to be the best of obedience to Allahu Azza wa Jal. Further reason given is that in this month the names of all of those who are going to die in the coming year are decreed by Allah Ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أُحِبُّ أَن يَأْتِيَنِي أَجَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ, I wish and hope that the time my death is decreed for that year, whichever year it happens to be, then I wish at that time to be in a state of fasting. It is in one night of the year that the names of all of those who are going to die for that entire coming year are decreed by Allah Ta'ala. The angels are commanded with it. A person may be involved, heavily engrossed in one's business, maybe wedding, etc., whereas one's name has been amongst those who will be arrested for all times from this dunya to come for that entire year. So important lesson that we learn, and something that our deen encourages very strongly, is to keep in our remembrance, to keep in our thoughts abundantly death. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says emphatically, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَازِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ, not just remember. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says abundantly, excessively remember that which will be the means of cutting off all your worldly pleasures, and that is death. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives two brilliant reasons, two great wisdoms in his abundant remembrance, because a person is in one of two situations, favorable and prosperous, or otherwise challenging, difficulty, maybe severe pain, illness, financial losses. In both those instances, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you remember it, in prosperity and in good times, then it will curb your pleasure, your enjoyment with things of this world. It will put brakes on it to know that this is temporary, I'm going on to that eternal abode of the Akhirah. And if you remember it in difficulty, adversity, illness, etc., then it makes it easy to know that eventually this will come to an end and death will be a raha, a comfort, an ease from this immense difficulty that a person may be going through. So great wisdom in the remembrance of death under all circumstances. One occasion, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam noticed Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in were laughing between themselves. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, make the habit of remembering that which will cut off all your worldly pleasures, shatter all your worldly enjoyments, and it will curb you from indulging in such celebration or enjoyment with things of this world. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that every single day the qabr, the grave, makes a proclamation. As we are sitting here, it is making that proclamation. Ana baytul ghurba, I'm an abode of strangeness. Baytul wahda, I'm the abode of total loneliness. I'm the abode that is filled with sand. I'm that abode that has many worms and insects in it. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to elaborate and say that when a believer who was obedient to the commands of Allah Ta'ala passes away, that same grave that had always made that proclamations then says to this believer, subhanallah, what a glorious, what a moment of elation that will be. A person after death hears this announcement. What does the grave say? That of all people walking on this earth, you were the most beloved to me. And now that you will be handed over to me, let me show you how I will honor you. When a believer is placed into that qabr, into that grave, it expands wide and spacious as far as the eyes can see. The beautiful fragrances and scenes of Jannah come into that qabr. And this person is so happy knowing that this denotes eternal success of the hereafter. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu an would cry so profusely on the mention of death or passing of a qabr that even Jannah and Jahannam would not move him so. This is that personality, third greatest human being who had been given the glad tidings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of guaranteed Jannah many, many times. And he says, I have heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that the qabr is the first of the stages of the Akhirah. Whomsoever is successful therein will be successful in all the stages to come. And whomsoever fails dismally in the questioning, the imtihan of the qabr, it is a sign of the many different failures that are in store for that person. May Allah protect us. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's habit, Mubarak habit, to seek protection from adhabul qabr very regularly after every salah. And when a disobedient person is placed into that grave, it says, of all people on treading on this earth, you were the most detested to me of all, and now I'll show you what I do to you once you hand it over to me. When that person is placed into the qabr, it closes up upon that person so much so, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam physically demonstrates with his Mubarak beautiful hands, interlacing the fingers of one hand into the other. This is how the ribs of that person will protrude into one another from the right and left hand side. And then serpents are set upon this person that if one of them, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, who is the most truthful, had to spit onto the surface of this earth, not a blade of grass will ever grow on it. And they go on punishing that person. He sees the scenes of Jahannam and he begs and pleads, Ya Allah, let Qiyamah never ever come to us. So these are the absolute haqiqat and reality. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam terms as a very wise person, saying that the true, when being asked, that Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu says, we are about 10 people with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a man from the Ansar got up and said, that of all people, man akyasu an-nas wa man ahzamu an-nas. And this is the definition of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who are the most wise, foresighted and prudent of human beings? Who are the true intellectuals? In the definition of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, two signs: the one who remembers death the most and the one who practically prepares for life after death the best. A sahabi once passed away who used to exert himself, radiyallahu anhu, in ibadah, and sahaba radiyallahu anhu, in praising him of his many virtues. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, would you hear him remembering death abundantly? They said, we hardly heard that. Did he forsake something that he was inclined towards and curbed his nafs? We did not see that. Then though a sahabi is a sahabi, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, he's not of that spiritual rank that you are talking about. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, two signs of a wise person of great foresight and wisdom, who remembers death abundantly, practically prepares best for the life after death. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, they are the intelligent ones. They are the ones who have accumulated for themselves the honor of this world and will be the high-ranking ones, the nobility, forever and ever in the hereafter. Sahaba radiyallahu anhu ajma'in says, we were with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam once at a janazah while the qabr was being prepared. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wept so profusely that the sand became moistened. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, O my companions, prepare for this ultimate abode. One instance, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam described in detail when a mu'min obedient to Allah Ta'ala is departing from this world, the angels come in the most beautiful and handsome appearances, radiant faces, with the kafans and the fragrances of Jannah, congratulates that person, Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutma'innah, and congratulates, come out to Allah's forgiveness and His eternal happiness, the purpose of our existence. The ruh wants to come out and comes out with the ease, like a water bottle, droplets of water drop from it. That is how easy it comes out. That is, the ruh is then clad in the kafans and the fragrances of Jannah. And as it is passed along being raised, every angel, every group in every heaven congratulates that who is this fragrant ruh. And they take that person's name with the most noble and esteemed way, as he was called in this dunya. Presentation above the seven heavens in the court of Allah, that my servant has been successful, put his book of deeds in the vault where those who are the eternally successful ones, illiyin, return his ruh to his body, because it is sand from which we have created. He will be returned to and stand up from on the day of qiyamah, and then placed into the body while the questioning in the qabr, man rabbuk wa ma dinuk, and about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he answers them successfully. The announcement is made that lay his bedding in his qabr from Jannah, open up the windows of Jannah into his qabr, clad him with the clothes of Jannah, and this person rests peacefully up to the day of Qiyamah. May Allah protect. On the other hand, a disobedient disbeliever at the time of death, the angel comes in the most horrendous form, scolding, reprimanding. That person's inner self clings to every nook and corner of the body. It is wrenched like a wet cotton wool dragged over a thorny bush with extreme difficulty. It has a stench in it. The angels reprimand in the most abusive of terms. Allah Azza wa Jalla says that put his book of deeds in Sijjin, the lowest of the low, cannot answer any of the questions in the qabr. And the various forms, the windows of Jahannam open up, the ribs intersperse into one another. So therefore, this is an absolute haqiqah and a reality. And therefore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, a truly wise, intelligent and foresighted person is the one who remembers death abundantly. So let us take our time daily, 3-4 minutes, ponder, reflect, sakarat, the life of the qabr, the day of qiyamah. Furthermore, when we attend janazas or we visit the qabrastan, the objective there is to take lesson. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, visit the graveyards, for indeed it reminds you of the akhirah. It curbs your desires for this dunya. Allah Azza wa Jalla give us tawfiq, inshallah, to utilize our intellect for the very purpose and objective for which Allah Ta'ala has created it. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Reminder, inshallah, let us try and contribute as generously as possible. Who knows, every little spending in the name of Allah, with ikhlas, with sincerity, from halal wealth, how much that will benefit a person in the qabr and all other stages to come. Reminder also, tomorrow, inshallah, set a very important program that will be taking place at the Khanqah Sheikh Zakaria Masjid in Lanesia, inshallah, regarding the rise and fall of nations. Amongst the most senior ulama of our country, whom Allah has used that hundreds and hundreds of ulama in different parts of the world have qualified under them, immense great wisdom and foresight. Inshallah, this important program will take place tomorrow between Asr and Isha at the Khanqah Sheikh Zakaria in Lanesia, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Shahadu an la ilaha illallah, shahadu an la ilaha illallah, shahadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, shahadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على جميع نعمه لا سيما نعمة الإيمان والإسلام ولنكثر من ذكر هازم اللذات روى سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أكثروا ذكر هازم اللذات وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن صحابيا من الأنصار قام فسأل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أكيس الناس ومن أحزم الناس فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أكثرهم ذكرا للموت وأكثرهم استعدادا للموت أولئك الأكياس ذهبوا بشرف الدنيا وكرامة الآخرة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال الله عز وجل في ثلاثة أمكنة في القرآن العظيم كل نفس ذائقة الموت أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين في سبيلك في كل مكان وخاصة في غزة وفلسطين وسوريا وفي الهند وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها اللهم انصرهم على أعدائك أعداء الدين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أتموا صفوفكم وسد الخلل. Form the safs, filling the gaps in the safs in front, in the safs in front of us, and stand as close as possible. Leave no gaps between our shoulders. Ensure that the heels are in a straight line. Just stand in a way that once salah commences, and we fold our hands, ensuring at that time there are no gaps between our shoulders. So try and stand as close as possible. One of the means of unity in the ummah, protection from shaitan, is to stand as close as possible in salah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي رسول الله حي رسول الله حي رسول الله حي رسول الله قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أولم يرى الذين كفروا أن السماوات والأرض كانتا رتقا ففتقناهما وجعلنا من الماء كل شيء حي أفلا يؤمنون. وجعلنا في الأرض رواسي أن تميد بهم وجعلنا فيها فجاجا سبلا لعلهم يهتدون. وجعلنا السماء سقفا محفوظا وهم عن آياتها معرضون. وهو الذي خلق الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر كل في فلك يسبحون. وما جعلنا لبشر من قبلك الخلد أفإن مت فهم الغالبون. كل نفس ذائقة الموت ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة وإلينا ترجعون. وإذا رآك الذين كفروا إن يتخذونك إلا هزوا أهذا الذي يذكر آلهتكم وهم بذكر الرحمن هم كافرون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. يا عبادي الذين آمنوا إن أرضي واسعة فإياي فاعبدون كل نفس ذائقة الموت ثم إلينا ترجعون والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لنبوئنهم من الجنة غرفا تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها نعم أجر العاملين الذين صبروا على ربهم يتوكلون وكأي من دابة لا تحمل رزقها الله يرزقها وإياكم وهو السميع العليم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من المأثم والمغرم اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأساتذتنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وآله وسلم تسليما سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين